Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries Hour of Prayer. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you who have joined us for intercessory prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to just listen to this song as we prepare our hearts for prayer. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Anoint me, Lord. That is our prayer, and we pray that that is your prayer also, that God will continue to anoint you. Amen. Anoint you to do all that he has called you to do, to be all that he has called you to be, and to have all that he has called you to have. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your power, your magnificence. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our health, our strength. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us, oh God, hallelujah, power over all of the power of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are your witnesses, oh God, hallelujah, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, on our jobs, oh God, in our churches, oh God. Lord, we just ask that you will continue to get the glory out of our lives. Lord, bless our homes. Bless our children, oh God. Bless our marriages, God. In the name of Jesus, bless our ministries, our churches, oh God. Lord, you are able to do all things but fail. And God, we are believing and trusting in you, knowing that you have all of the answers, oh God, all wisdom resting you, oh God. So, Lord, we just bless your name on today, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will be with us during this time of prayer, God. Even as many have come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and say, continue to call in, oh God, from different areas in New Jersey and North Carolina, Georgia and Florida, oh God, and different areas, Canada. And Lord, wherever the people are calling, wherever your people are calling from on tonight, God, we ask that you will meet each and every one of them. Lord, lay your hands on each and every one of us, oh God. We need another touch from you, oh God. Hallelujah. We need you to touch us, oh God, to anoint us, oh God, to heal us, to deliver us, oh God. We need, Lord, hallelujah, for you to give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. No matter what we are going through on tonight, God, we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you, oh God. We continue to look unto the hills from where our help comes, knowing that our help does come from you, oh God. So, Lord, we just praise you on today, and we say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way during this time of prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every person on this prayer line, God. Touch right now, God. Bless, minister, deliver, heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every single person who has called in on tonight, God, has called in, Father God, looking for something from you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for another touch. I just ask that you lay your hand on each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Lord, lay your hands on them. You know what they're saying. In the need of God. You know, Lord, what their struggle is. You know, God, oh God, what they're hoping for. You know, God, what's going on in their homes. You know what's going on in their hearts, oh God. Lord, so we ask that you lay your hands on each and every person, God. Begin to minister healing, oh God. Lord, we thank you for faith to be healed. We thank you for faith to be delivered. We thank you for faith, oh God, the faith, oh God, hallelujah, to continue to believe. We thank you for the faith, oh God, to receive all that you have for us. We thank you for faith, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to keep praising you in the middle of it, oh God, to keep praising you in the middle of trials and tribulations, in the middle of turmoil. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you give us, Father God, joy, oh God, even in the middle of the storm. Oh God, and thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. So God, we thank you and we praise you on today, God. You are very present help in the time of trouble, oh God. Hallelujah. You are a friend that sticks closer than the brother, God. You are the lifter of our heads. You are the joy of our strength, oh God. And Lord, tonight we put our trust in you, God. We put our hope in you. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, God. But we put our trust in you. We will continue to put our trust in the Lord. We put our trust in you, oh God, believing and trusting in you, God, knowing that with man some things are impossible, God, but not with you. With you all things are possible. With you all things are possible. So Lord, we ask you to take us back to when we first fell in love with you, oh God. Give us that zeal, give us that fervor, give us that faith, give us that hope, give us that trust, oh God. Heal every broken area, oh God. Dry every tear, oh God. Mend every broken heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's been so much opposition, so much persecution has come because of your word, God. Because of the word that you have declared and decreed over the lives of your people, God, we realize that a lot of the warfare that we go through is because of your word. We realize that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we thank you, Lord, that you have come so that we would have life and have that life more abundantly, have that life to the fullest, have that life overflowing, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, that our faith operates through love. We thank you and we praise you that our faith operates through love. So, Lord, continue to give us our open, loving heart. Continue to allow us, oh God, to love in spite of. Help us to forgive, God, those who have hurt us. Help us to forgive those, God, who have despitefully used us. Help us to forgive those, God, who have rejected and neglected us. Help us to forgive, God, those that we feel in some kind of way about, God. Help us to continue to forgive as you, Jesus, taught the disciples when he walked the earth, and they said, how many times must we forgive? And he says over and over again, 7 times 70. So Lord, help us to be forgiving. Help us not to harbor anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment in our hearts, oh God, discouragement and depression. Help us not to harbor any negative emotions in our hearts, oh God. Help us to be loving freely. Freely we have received your love. Let us freely give, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we bless your name on tonight. We worship your name. We magnify your name. We remove every hindrance. We break every yoke. We destroy every yoke tonight. We destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing that church, oh God, that local assembly, oh God. We thank you for blessing every member, God. Bless every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless the Callow family and bless the Simmons family, the First family, God. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the Leek family, oh God. And bless, oh God, hallelujah, the Davis family, God. Bless the Page family and the Etner family. Bless the Thomas family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every family. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the Robinson family, and bless, oh God, the Singley family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every individual, every family, God. Bless the Tucker family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, every member that has not even been in assembly in church, oh God. We ask, Father God, to bless, oh God, not young Nadia, oh God, hallelujah, and her mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that your hand is moving in the presence of the saints at New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Bless our guest, Roscoe, oh God, who's been visiting with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your hand of blessing. Continue to be on your people. Bless Sister Isetta, oh God, who's been visiting, oh God. Bless every person, God, that comes through the doors of the church, God. Lord, we thank you for increasing the individual lives of those who are already there. We thank you for jobs, and we thank you for, Father God, the marriages, and we thank you for those who want to have children, and we thank you, Lord, for those who need benefits. We thank you, Lord, for those who need healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those who need peace, oh God, in the middle of a situation, God. We thank you for those, oh God, who have believed in you for miracles, oh God, we thank you for those who are believing for miracles in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine manifestation of miracles in the midst of your people, God. You said that no good thing will you withhold from those who love you. And God, you said you're working in the middle of all things according to in the lives of those who love you and the called according to your purpose, oh God. You know the plans that you have for your people, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, we're believing you on tonight, God. We're believing you for increase. We're believing you for blessings. We're believing you for manifestation. We're believing you, hallelujah, for supernatural release. We're believing you for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Continue to touch those, oh God, who are believing, Lord, for miracles on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for restoring sight to the blind. We thank you, Lord, for, oh God, healing the bodies of those who have been stricken with sickness, oh God. Lord, we pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page on tonight, God. We thank you for divine healing in her life, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Continue to bless her. Continue to minister healing to her. Continue to minister hope to her. Allow her to walk, oh God. Allow her, Father God, to praise you on her on standing on two feet again, God. Allow her to come to the house of worship again, God. In the name of Jesus, take all sickness from her body, God. Thank you for regulating her breathing, God. In the name of Jesus, regulating her blood cells, her hemoglobin and her white blood cells, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every platelet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, God, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name, Lord. We thank you for increase in New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for sending supernatural blessings. We thank you for growing us spiritually, oh, God, that each and every one of us will grow spiritually. Lord, thank you for Kevin. Thank you for Benita, oh, God, the Roof family, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Kevin's mom, God. We pray healing over her life, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for total healing. We thank you for Sister Nadine, God. We pray for total healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation. We pray for total healing. We lift up Sister Carmen. We lift up her children, God, her adult children. We lift up her grandchildren. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for salvation. We pray for peace. Peace, peace be still. We pray for blessings in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch our sister. Touch Sister Carmen. Continue to minister to her. Even now, God, even now, as her mom went home to be with the Lord, we pray for healing in Sister Carmen's life, God. We pray that you would deliver, that you would heal her, that you would comfort her, that you would keep her, God. We pray that you would let your presence be with her, that she would feel you, Lord, like never before. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength. We declare the joy of the Lord is her strength. The joy of the Lord is her strength. We declare peace. We declare joy. We declare deliverance over her whole household in the name of Jesus. Lord, so we thank you for even as we begin to continue to pray and we see that hand, stay with us. We're going to take prayer requests. We pray, Father God, for supernatural blessings. We pray for spiritual growth for New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for growth in the ministry as far as people are concerned. Father, we pray that you will bring in the people, that you will fill every pew in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will give us a worldwide impact, that lives will be saved. Even as our granddaughter keeps telling us, we should go worldwide. We should go worldwide. We pray for worldwide impact, that you will bring in the souls, that lives will be changed, that souls will be saved, that the captives will be set free, that the eyes of the blind will be opened, that vision will be reignited, that dreams will be picked up, that businesses will be started, that marriages will be consummated, that people will, families will be started, that whole families will come in. We pray for families to come in. We pray for all family members to be saved, all family members of New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for every family member to be saved in the name of Jesus, that they would declare Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We pray for family members, not against their will, but according to their will, that they would, Father God, know you as we know you, that they will want you and get to know you as we know you, God. Open their eyes so that they can see you, O God, so that they can know you, O God. They hunger and thirst after you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for every provision to be met. We pray for the music ministry. We pray for the dance, praise dance ministry. We pray for the armor bearers and adjutant ministry. We pray for the outreach ministry. We pray for the drug and alcohol restoration ministry. We pray for the pastoral care ministry. We pray for every minister that is assigned to this house, that they're walking in one accord with leadership. We pray for every person who's called the ministry, the ministers in training. We pray, Father God, for the youth ministry, the children's ministry, the teen ministry, the marriage ministry. We pray for every ministry that you have given us and that you have put in our hearts, oh God. We pray for the Sunday school ministry, the education ministry, in the name of Jesus, prison ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every ministry that has not been birthed out yet that is in our hearts, that it will come to pass. It will come to pass in Jesus' name. That we pray for the Malloys and the Burgesses, oh God, our partners in ministry. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them, our apostle, Matthew Tillery, who covers us in ministry, and his wife, Pastor Dawn. We thank you, Lord, for blessing these men and women of God. We thank you for your hand upon their lives. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their ministries, every church that's opening your name, that is serious about your work. We pray for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for our children, our grandchildren. We pray for the book that's going to be released next in April. We thank you, Lord, for making marriage and relationships work. We thank you, Lord, for Don't Die in the Wilderness. We thank you for the other five books that you've given me to write, God. We thank you for Diligence Publishing Company. We thank you for every business under the sound of my voice. We thank you and we praise you for every marriage under the sound of my voice, every home under the sound of my voice, and we say, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise. Go ahead and worship God. Amen. As Pastor Anthony comes, just go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in your worship. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in you opening your mouth and saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, it's just between you and God. Some people in your house might hear you, but your phones are muted. You can't really, we can't hear you, but God can hear you. Your praise is for God. It's between you and God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and magnify his name. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Amen. No matter what you're going through, just go ahead and praise his name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name and we magnify your name on tonight.
Yes.
God, there's none like you in the all of the earth, and I thank God for the
Jesus.
Power of prayer.
Hallelujah.
And the prayer of faith.
Hallelujah.
On tonight.
Yes.
Caller, we see that hand, and momentarily we are going to open up the phone lines, and you will be the first caller on the phone line, so we thank God for you. To God be all the glory.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is on this line because we're two or more are gathered in his name. The word says that he will be in our midst. And we are touching and agreeing tonight.
Yes.
And we are, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Two can send a thousand to flight. So we thank God for unity. We thank God for agreement. We thank God, hallelujah, for the body of Christ on tonight, the body of believers. Intercessory prayer, hallelujah. Jesus asked his disciples, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? And we thank God. We thank God for your obedience to prayer. As I continue to pray, we're going to open up the phone lines. There's a very brief scripture I'm going to read, and then I'm going to pray, and we're going to open up the phone lines. It says in Luke chapter 18, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. So I thank God that we pray, as we learn from this text, for help. That sinner needed help.
Yes.
And I thank God that we're calling and crying out to God for help on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
If you're in the need of help,
look
to the help. Look to the hills where your help comes from.
God. Yes.
Your help comes from the Lord. These are two men. And I'm not going to beat up the one that did all the righteous things, all the religious practices right. He gave tithes. He went to church. He did all the things required of him. So we should not be too hard on him. But he did it with a self-righteous attitude. And we are humbling ourselves tonight. We're coming to God in the spirit of humility,
yes,
saying, Lord, help us. The second reason why we're praying tonight is for strength. We need strength. Somebody needs supernatural strength on tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says don't go lukewarm or don't get cold, but remain hot for the things of God. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. And we pray right now your strength in the Lord. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And finally, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray to continue to stay strong. We pray to continue to stay holy. We pray to continue to stay in a good fight of faith. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the help tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for the strength tonight.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but is given to the ones that endure. So right now, Lord, help us when we're feeling weak. Help us, Lord, when we feel like quitting and giving up.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody has contemplated on giving up. Somebody wanted to walk away from the things of God.
Yes.
And the devil is a liar. It's too soon to quit. Pastor and I preached a message on Sunday. You will make it. You will get to the other side. You will get to your destination. You will get to your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray right now for every person under the sound of our voice tonight that you will minister to their minds. You will minister to their will. And you will minister to their emotions. In the name of Jesus, that name which is above everything, every name, that every knee is bowing and every tongue confessing Jesus Christ is Lord. We pray your supernatural healing over the sick on tonight. In the name of Jesus, by your stripes, they are healed.
Yes.
You sent your word that they might be healed. Sickness and disease, infirmity and affliction have been stepped out and stomped on by the power of the blood of Jesus, the shed blood on Calvary, Gethsemane, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for your obedience, even to the death of the cross. So we plead the blood over every life tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation on tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every trial and every test, every trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, turn back the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your children on tonight. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts, Lord, what you have prepared for us. So keep us on the Lord's side. Keep us on the battlefield. This battle does not belong to us,
yes,
but it belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, we're going to hold our peace and let you fight our battles.
Yes.
Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the people of God tonight that every storm, this too shall pass. Every test, this too shall pass. Every problem, this too shall pass. For the word says, hallelujah, that we need to look at the things which are unseen. For the things which are unseen are eternal, and the things which are seen are temporary. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for moving every mountain. We thank you, Lord, for destroying every yoke. We thank you, Lord, for giving solutions and answers to every problem. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, minister to your people on tonight. Send guardian angels to watch over every household on tonight. Send a flock of angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, there are angels on assignment concerning your life. In the name of Jesus, the psalmist said, lest you dash your foot against a stone, the angels will lift you up. When you're feeling weary, the angels will lift you up. When you're feeling down, the Holy Spirit will gird you up. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, bless every marriage, family. Bless the new creation church family. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for prayer on tonight. You said bring our prayers and our supplications unto you with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall come into our lives. So I speak peace to every life tonight. Peace be still to every life on tonight. In the name of Jesus, as we open up the prayer lines, we declare peace over your life. As we open up the prayer lines, prosperity over every life, as we open up the prayer lines tonight, and an increased power, dunamis power, dynamite power, explosive power, in the name of Jesus. So call, we see that hand, and we're going to take prayer requests. If you have a need, if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, press 1 on your phone device, and we will put you on the air tonight. Area code 908. We thank God for you. God bless you. Area code 908, is that a prayer request?
Hello?
Amen. Yes, yes, we are listening, and we can hear you. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. I just want continued prayer as I seek the will of God for my life. And as you said tonight, that we will reach the destiny that God has for us. So my prayer is that I just continue in faith, and regardless of what I see or what I feel, I will continue to keep my eyes on God, knowing that he is ordering my steps, and not look at the circumstances, which tend to create doubt and other negative feelings and negative thoughts. So my prayer is that I just hold firmly to God's promises, to his word, and continue in faith and in the love of God.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we just want to touch and agree with you on tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, even as she has declared the word over her own life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we are the chest and we are living by faith. So I thank you for our sister on tonight, your daughter in Zion, Lord, that you would help her in her time of need, that you would meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, minister to her temple, minister to her body, her mind, and her soul on tonight in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that you give her supernatural strength to endure in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that every disease has already been healed. I thank you that every sickness has already been destroyed. I thank you in the name of Jesus that every financial need has already been settled in glory. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done on earth as it's already been established in heaven. So bless her and bless her household. In the name of Jesus, everything she do shall prosper. And I thank you, Lord, that you are ordering her steps. I thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her, her pathway. In the name of Jesus, she is the light of the world, and she is the salt of the earth. So I thank you, Lord, for her witness. I thank you for her testimony of tonight. In the name of Jesus, that she's not going to go by what she sees, but she's going to go by what you said. I need to say that again. She said she's not going by what she sees, but she's going by what your word has declared. In the name of Jesus, because your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish what you sent it to do. And Lord, I know, and I touch and agree with her, that she will get to her destination. She will get to her purpose in the name of Jesus. She will, Father God, hallelujah, make it in every area of life. So I speak success in every area of life. You say up in your word, you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health as our souls prosper. So I declare and decree over her life that she has the victory. Oh, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare over her life that she is more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare over her life that she is above and not beneath, that she is the lender and not the borrower, that she is the head and not the tail, that she is the first and not the last. In the name of Jesus, you have determined the end at the beginning, according to your word. I said through the word of God, God has already determined the end at the beginning. So, Lord, I thank you for your word becoming fruitful in her life. I thank you, Lord, that she will produce 30, 60, 100 fold. I thank you, Lord, that she will bear good fruit. In the name of Jesus, that she will not become weary and well-doing. She's going to reap a harvest because she refuses to faint. She refuses to quit. She refuses to give up. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you put the enemy under her feet. I thank you, Lord, that she can speak to the mountain and it shall be moved. I thank you, Lord, that the power of life and death is in her tongue. And she declared your word out of her own mouth. And we just agree with her that she has the victory in Jesus' name. It's already settled.
My God.
So I thank you. God. I thank you tonight for calling. I trust and believe God that he is blessing you. He is breathing on you. He sees every tear. He sees every situation. He sees every need, and according to his word, he said, I shall supply all of your need according to my riches in Christ Jesus. So my sister, let your mind be stayed on him. He will keep you in perfect peace. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for you. Continue to listen
Amen.
Tonight. And we thank God that you have the victory. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we love you on tonight.
Yes,
we exalt your name on tonight. We praise the name of Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. That name which has been given above every name. We thank you for Emmanuel, God being with us. We thank you for you being our Messiah. We thank you for being Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, El Shaddai, hallelujah, the all-sufficient one. In the name of Jesus, you are omnipotent. You are powerful, God. You are omnipresent. You are everywhere at the same time.
Yes.
You're in every household.
Yes.
You're in every situation.
Yes.
You're all over this world and all over this universe. In the name of Jesus, you said you created everything, and on the seventh day you rested from all your work, and you saw that it was good. So, Lord, we thank you for the good thing. We thank you for the good work. We thank you for being in the land of the living on tonight. We thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you for keeping us, Lord, in these last and perilous evil days. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, supernatural protection.
My God.
You said, we who abide under the shelter of the Most High God shall stay in a secret place of the Almighty. So we thank you for the secret place.
My God, glory.
We thank you for private and public prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that destroys every yoke.
Every yoke.
I said there's an anointing on every life tonight.
Yes.
That destroys every yoke.
Yes, yes.
I said there's an anointing on your life to destroy sickness. There's an anointing on your life to destroy poverty. There's an anointing on your life to break the curse that's been over your family. There's an anointing on your life tonight to break dysfunction. There's an anointing on your life tonight in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. If there are any more prayer requests, the phone lines are open in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Tina Lane tonight.
Yes.
That you would speak to that young lady.
Yes, God.
That you would minister to her heart, her mind, her soul, and her spirit on tonight.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you in the name of Jesus that the word maketh rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, hallelujah, for supernatural revelation,
yes, Lord,
for greater understanding of your word.
Yes,
we thank you for the ability to get wealth.
Yes, God.
We thank you for the ability, you said, to believe, because all things are possible for those who believe. So right now, Lord, we pray for greater faith over our sister life. We pray for the increase of a supernatural ability to carry out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the purpose that you have destined for her life. We thank you for her family. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every endeavor that you would minister and that you would meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, order her steps through your word. Hallelujah. Give us supernatural, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of the living God tonight. Hallelujah. To destroy yokes, to remove burdens, to, in the name of Jesus, accomplish every goal, every dream, every aspiration, in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare over her life that she is blessed, that she is favored, that she is a chosen generation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A royal priesthood, according to your word. So I say, cover her, Lord. Thank you for the angelic host that watch over her life,
Jesus,
as she go to and fro.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way, that you will regulate her thoughts, that you will allow her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to look to the hills which cometh her help, because her help comes from the Lord. So I thank you that you are a shepherd, and she shall not be in want. I thank you that goodness and mercy,
Jesus,
that they're following her all the days of her life. So we call her blessed, and we say, Lord, have your way. in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory for the power of prayer. Amen. We want to pray for Yari, who called in a couple of weeks ago. I believe her name is Yaritza, but they call her Yari for sure. I believe I'm saying it correctly. Sister Carmen's niece. Father God, we praise your holy name and we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. So God, Lord, we lift up Sister Carmen's niece to you on today. Yari, even as she called into the prayer line a couple of weeks ago, God, we lift her up to you on today, God. Even as she's been diagnosed with stage 2 cancer in her body, Lord, we break off cancer right now, and we declare and decree a supernatural healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper, God, and even as we already prayed with her for healing, God, we believe and receive, God, for healing, God. We ask, Father God, for divine manifestation, God, of that healing, God. Let her feel, Father God, in her body, your supernatural power, Father God, annihilating every cell, every cancer cell from her body. In the name of Jesus, even as she goes through treatment, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. You are the Lord of our bodies. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. And we know that you are in control, God, that there is no disease that is greater than your power. There is no disease that your power can't touch, that your power can't heal, God. So we pray for this young lady right now, God. And we pray, Father God, even if she's not here on tonight, God, that you would heal her, God. We ask for supernatural healing. We cast out every demon of sickness, every demon on assignment trying to come and steal the life from her young body. Every demon that's trying to set up sickness in her body, we cast it out and we cast it down in the name of Jesus. And we declare total healing over her life. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony that will come forth, oh God, of your healing power, oh God, to say that once more you have worked a miracle. Lord, we believe that you are still working miracles in the land of the living. And even though, God, we have doctors, God, we thank you for doctors and we thank you for medicine, God. But we thank you, Lord, that you are in control of the doctor and you are in control of the medicine. And we believe you for healing on tonight, God. So heal this young lady, God. Give her peace. Give her joy. Give her deliverance and salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, change her life dramatically, God. Give her a closer walk with you, oh God. Let her know you, oh God, like never before, God. We pray for her young soul right now. We pray for her deliverance right now, God. We pray for her family, God. We pray for her faith to be increased, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we believe that you can do all things but fail, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for a supernatural move in her life. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray healing for Ray, God. Ray Jones, as he has surgery on today, God, we thank you for your hand upon his life, God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for, Lord, supernatural, oh God, restoration. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a speedy recovery, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. We believe, oh God, in your power. We believe in your magnificence. We have that faith of a mustard seed. We have faith, oh God, hallelujah, that you will and can and desire to heal, deliver, set free, oh God. So, Lord, we put our trust in you and we put Ray in your hands and say, have your way, God. Manifest yourself. Manifest your power. Manifest your healing. Manifest your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is good, church. He's good. My brothers and my sisters, keep praising God. No matter what you're going through, keep praising God. Praise God anyhow. Praise God in spite of the opposition. Praise God in spite of the pressure that you feel yourself up under. Praise God knowing that he is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he said about you. God is still in the blessing business. I said God is still in the blessing business. God is still opening doors that no man can close. He is still closing doors that no man can open. He just wants you to continue to pour out your praise on him. Pour out your love and adoration on him. Continue to love him. Continue to worship him. Continue to keep him first and foremost in your life. Continue to give him the glory in every situation. God is able. He is able. Hallelujah. I know it's been cold. I know it's been hard. I know you've been having a difficult time, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah. Yeah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we say rejoice. Put your trust in God. Put your trust in God. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on to his unchanging hand. God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. But lo, he is always with you. You heard the testimonies on last week. You heard the testimonies on the week before. God is still doing miracles. Hallelujah. None of them are he's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still setting the captives free. He's still opening the eyes of the blind. God is still taking cancer out of people's body. He's still healing the brokenhearted. God is still able. He's able. He's still able. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing. He's still blessing your heart. Household. God is still blessing your household. He's still giving peace in the middle of the storm. You don't understand it. People don't know why you're still here. They don't know why you still got your right mind. You should have lost your mind by now, but you still got your right mind. You still got joy in your heart. You still got peace. My God. Hallelujah. You're still making it. My God. Sometimes you have to crawl, but you're still there. You're still here. You're still yet giving God the glory. Still yet giving him the praise. Hallelujah. Things are not perfect. No. But you're still praising God. We serve a perfect God. No, things are not perfect in your life. But we serve a perfect God. And if you praise him, he'll continue to show up and show out in the middle of your situation. Hallelujah. He'll continue to bless you and bless you indeed. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I feel the Lord in this place. My God, the Spirit of the Lord is so heavy on this prayer line. We're still taking calls. I don't know. Pastor, I pray the switchboard is still up. Amen. We're still taking prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, press 1. And we will take your prayer request. If you have a praise report, press 1, and we will put you on the air. Amen. If you have a question, anything that you want, a prayer request or a praise report, amen, we will put you on the air. Amen. We are praying for you. Amen. We are believing God for you. So, Lord, we thank you for every person on this line. We thank you for each and every person on this line. We thank you for your hand upon their lives. We thank you, Lord, for moving in the lives of every person, God, on this line, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural miracles. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for answering every prayer. We thank you for divine provision. God is releasing divine provision. Hallelujah. It's divine provision. You are not going to be able to intellectualize what God is getting ready to do in your life in this season. It's a brand new season. This is a new path. And we see your hand, caller. This is a new path that God has you on. He has you on a new path. Amen. He is walking with you through a new path. You have not been this way before. It seems familiar, but God says no, because this is the path that's leading to your breakthrough. This is the path that's leading to your breakthrough. So God is saying, continue to trust me as you walk with me. We see your hand. Amen. And continue to trust me as you walk with me, because surely I will bring you out. You will come to the other side. Oh, that word was prophetic on Sunday. You will come to the other side. You will get to the other side. You will get to the other side. Amen. Hallelujah.
Caller, we see that hand, and we are going to pray and open up the phone line momentarily. But I need to pray right now. Minister Andre Singley asked me to pray. They're talking to the inmates over in Union County Prison.
Yes,
and he said, Pastor, please pray from that 7 to 9 o'clock hour for the inmates and the word that we will be ministering to those incarcerated.
Jesus.
So it just hit me, and it just dawned on my mind that I told him I would pray. So we're going to take these calls. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Union County Correction Facility.
Yes, God.
Father God, Minister Andre Singley, bless that young man. Use him in a mighty way, Lord, to speak, Father God, hallelujah, to those in need of a word, those in need, Father God, of Jesus, a Savior, in the name of Jesus. Let somebody give their life over to Christ on tonight. Father God, save a soul right now, in the name of Jesus. Use Minister Andre and a team, Lord, that's over there, in the name of Jesus, to minister your word, Father God, to spread hope. Father God, give life in the name of Jesus where it seems to be a desperate situation. I thank you that your word can reach behind prison bars, that your word, hallelujah, doesn't discriminate, that your word cares, Lord, for those who are free or those who are incarcerated in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now we send your word over to Union, City of Elizabeth, the correction facility. We send your word, and we touch and agree with Father God, Minister Andre Singley, and we say, Lord, bless him. Use him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Save a young man tonight. May they hand their life over you, over to you tonight, in the name of Jesus. They are covered by the grace of God. So I thank you, Lord, for the soul that will be saved tonight, in the name of Jesus. It is done.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Callers, we see this hand, and we're going to open up the prayer line. But I promised, Minister, that we would pray for the inmates, and as God is using them, we are over here praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Area code 973, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina calling in. First, I would like to thank you for the prayer that went forth. Pastor Rebecca, you was just saying something that really made me think. You said that you're not going to be able to intellectually think, know what God is doing. And I think I'm saying it correctly. And I was thinking about that because sometimes a person who I am, I think a lot, and I try to figure out some things, and God is like, no, you can't try to figure certain things out, daughter. There are certain things that I'm going to be doing in your life in this season that you're not going to be able to figure out. You're just going to have to let go. And so as you was talking, I had already pressed one, but when you said that, I felt like that was for me.
My God.
Because it was so powerful, and this word that came right after it was so powerful. And it was something else that, you know, that was said tonight in the prayer, that God knows your needs. And so I'm thanking God that he also knows the needs that I'm in need of. And right now I want to be a little transparent. I usually am not transparent, transparent out in public, but I felt to ask God, I wanted to be a little transparent. Today was a good day for me.
Yeah.
But as I learned that God has taken me from the back of being a helper and put me in the forefront of doing things, and I thank God for that because I'm usually in the, you know, back being a helper doing things, but now I'm in the forefront and I'm doing some more things that he has called me to do. I was reflecting and I was looking at some things that I'm doing that when I was a helper with others, I was there. Sometimes I even sacrificed more for what I was supposed to do to help others. And so as I'm in the front right now and I'm sometimes I'm going through challenges, I don't get the same support from the people I sacrificed for. And it hurts because I was there at the beginning of your project, and now I have something, and I'm not getting the same sacrifice. And I'm just asking God to help me do that because I don't understand it sometimes. Like, I sacrificed. I did what God called me to do, but as when you're a helper and you're doing things and you see something now that God has called you to do, and you see people don't have the time to even help out, but you remember when you were there. So I'm at that point today where I'm saying, God, help me to move on from that place. I don't want to have this in my heart, but it's kind of troublesome when you're following and somebody asks you to do something else and do something else, and you got projects of your own that the people can't even come out to support. It hurts,
yeah.
And I'm just sharing.
Amen. It is. It's a different grace. It's a different grace that God. We're going to pray for God to give you, even as you step, like you said, from the back to the front. There's a different grace, and it comes with the territory. See, this is the part that nobody talks about. You know, the painful part of the expectation of those that you would expect to help, and they don't come through. But just like God raised you up to help others, he will raise up others to help you. So often we look back to those who have helped us. No, so often we look back to those that we have helped for them to help us, but that may not be the call that God has for them, because they're still doing what they got to do. But God is not giving you something new to do. So just like he raised you up to help those who were that you helped, now he has to raise up helpers for you.
Amen.
So your help, in other words, is not going to come from where you expect it to come from, but God's going to raise up those who he has already predestined to help you. And so that's something we have to get over in leadership, you know, that those that we expect to be there may not be there. And a lot of them have legitimate reasons, and others are just not going to be there, point blank period, you know, for whatever reason they have. And we have to accept that and move on and keep our hearts pure and allow God to heal us, because like Pastor just said, it does hurt. It does hurt. And we have to not, like you said, like I said earlier, we have to not intellectualize and think about it in the natural realm, but we have to stay spiritual and remember why we do what we do in the first place and continue to give our service unto the Lord. The Bible says that everything that you do be unto the Lord. God will raise up. He's Jehovah Jireh. He always has a ram in the bush. He will raise up those that he has called to come alongside you to help with your project. And don't look for the help to come from where you think it's going to come from, but trust God that he will raise it up from where he already ordained it to come. It's in his hands. God is sovereign, and he's in control. Father, we praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you for Sister Tina, God, and her life, God, and what you're doing, even as you've given her this project and pulled her from the back to the front and put her in leadership, oh, God, position. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. And, Lord, we call forth the help that you have already ordained to come forth and help her. Lord, even when she's looking at those that she has worked alongside of, those that she has helped, those that she has dropped everything for to come alongside and assist in their project, God, and even as she's suffering the pain and disappointment, oh God, from those people who are not coming to her aid, oh God, Lord, we pray for you to heal her heart, God. Heal her from the pain of disappointment. Heal her, oh God, hallelujah, from, Father God, the frustration. Heal her, oh God, from the discouragement and the disillusionment that comes, oh God, from looking for help and not finding that help where you're looking for it to come from. So, Lord, we pray supernatural healing over her life right now. The balm of Gilead, be released over her life right now. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are sovereign, that you are a divine healer, that the resources are coming, the help is coming, the manpower is coming, oh, God. And, Lord, just continue to help her, guard her heart, put a hedge of protection around her right now, that this even disappointment and pain will not annihilate her purpose. Give her the grace, oh, God, hallelujah, to handle the disappointment that comes with leadership, oh, God. So So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for the assignment that you've given her, the project that you've given her. We thank you for the warming station and the teen dating abuse project and everything that you put on her heart and put on her plate, God, that it shall come forth and it shall come to pass, God. So we just thank you and we praise you for supernatural healing. Release your healing. Release your healing right now, God. She's been so transparent on this call. We release your healing. We release the balm of Gilead. We release supernatural healing over her life right now, that this thing will not hurt her, God, that these things will no longer impact her, oh God, and she'll be able to keep moving forward. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So courage is a certain grace. It's a grace. Go back and listen to what I said again. That little right there, that leadership, that's a leadership nugget, and it's a different grace. It's a different grace that comes when you're doing the project and not just supporting. Both are important. We thank God for supporters because we need them, but God will raise up supporters for every project that he ordains. If God called you to it, he can bring you through it.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, daughter. Love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
Amen. Amen. And God calls you, daughter. I love the way she said, God said, daughter. Amen. Because that's what we have to realize is that God already has a plan. He already has a plan. And we just got to walk that thing out, putting our trust and our hope in the Lord. Amen. Area code 908, God bless you.
God bless, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, this is Sister Danielle calling with Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony.
God bless you, Sister Daniela.
God bless. Just need prayer for, you know, me and my husband, and plus, you know, today is the one anniversary on today of my cousin being murdered. He got murdered a year ago, which makes it today. It was 1 year. So just keep, you know, my family in prayer. Plus, I lost an aunt a month ago. She was very sick. She had cancer. So she had passed away, and there was a lot of confusion and mess going on in the family.
Okay.
Plus, we also have to keep our children and the youth in prayer because there's a lot of killing going on with the young people once a day. It's very sad.
Yes, it is. It is definitely sad. That is definitely a prayer request. So we will lift that up. We'll pray for you and your husband, your cousin, your aunt, and definitely we will pray for the children and then the youth of today.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Daniela Johnson and Mel Johnson, Father, got their marriage, their extended family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even sometimes as she noted the tragedies that we experience and see in our day, Father God, right now we need you to minister to our young people. Stop the violence, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
supernaturally, Lord, hallelujah. Remove the anger. Remove the senselessness, Lord. Hallelujah, over our young people sometimes, Lord, who are committing senseless crimes. So I thank you, Lord, for stopping the violence. I thank you for giving Sister Daniela peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as she has lost a loved one, Lord, a relative, Lord, who is now with Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you said mourn with those who mourn, and Father God, rejoice with those who rejoice. So right now we send your comfort to her and her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as her aunt has transitioned, Lord, she's in a better place. So we thank you, Lord, for Sister Daniela, that you would give her peace, Lord. We thank you for her cousin, Lord, even the anniversary, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All the memories that come back, that you would minister to her mind and keep her in peace. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's not leaning to the arm of flesh, but she's leaning on the arm of the Lord on tonight, that you will bring peace to her home, peace to her heart, and peace to her mind in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for a greater love with this generation. I thank you for a greater love among humanity in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you for your power and the love of Jesus spreading throughout this world like never before. We need a revival, and I thank you, glory be to God, that you are resurrecting things. I thank you that you are reviving things. I thank you that restoration is in your hand, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for renewed strength. Thank you for restoration. And thank you, Lord, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I thank you for the joy that she will experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you. Thank you for calling for that prayer line. Continue to listen, and we'll continue to pray for you and your family. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
God bless you. Good night. Well, we're gonna go off the air, God. God has just moved throughout this prayer line tonight.
Yes.
We thank God for you. We believe that your household is blessed.
Yes.
Every endeavor is blessed.
Yes.
That your family, your children, your grandchildren, that you are highly favored of the Lord. Thank God for you on tonight. Everyone that called, everyone that listened, everyone that was obedient. He says, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, and if they would pray, if they would seek my face and turn from evil ways, then they'll see a manifestation of healing, miracles, and wonders in the earth realm. So I thank you tonight that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow you because you believe.
Amen. Amen. And we ask that you pray for us, pray for Pastor Anthony and myself as we continue to pray for you. Amen. Visit us over at New Creation Christian Ministries. Tomorrow night we will be there at 7:30 p.m. for our Word Explosion Bible study. And then on Thursday nights we will be there for the Most Excellent Way. Listen, if you're not coming out on Thursday nights and Wednesday nights, you don't know what you're missing. Press your way to be there at least on Wednesday or Thursday, and you will be blessed. We really delve into the Word of God and break down the Word of God like never before. We encourage you to come and be a part of that Word Explosion Bible study. And then on Sundays, my, Pastor Emily and I were blessed to preach together on Sunday. I was just so blessed to preach with my husband on this past Sunday. Every week the Lord is meeting us on Sunday in the Word. Amen. We are growing in the Word. So we thank God for our church family. Amen. For all of you, New Creation, I see you out there. We thank God for every single one of you. We love you. We are honored to be your pastors. And I thank God for all the love and support you've been showing us on Facebook and just really, really loving on Pastor Anthony and I. And we love and appreciate you all. Amen. So Sundays, our services are from 12:30 until 2:30 p.m., 2 hours, 12:30 to 2:30, 2 hours that will impact your life like never before. Listen, the Word should be bringing forth fruit in your life. Every Sunday when you go to church, you should be growing. You should be coming out of there feeling like you could take on the world. And I know that's happening at New Creation Christian Ministries. If you're looking for a church home, come on over, you know. And listen, if you're a member affiliated with us, we thank God for you. Amen. Keep bringing your family. Keep bringing your friends. Keep bringing your tithes. Keep bringing your offerings because you are a part of a great work. I said you are a part of a great work on this earth. Amen. So we thank God for you. Listen, we are prepared to launch our book, our marriage book, in April, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. Pastor Emily and I, we're going to have an e-book available, Kindle, paperback book. You're going to be able to order. So we're looking forward to doing seminars. We're going to travel. We're going to teach on marriage. We're going to teach on relationships. We're excited about that. Amen. And you are a part of that. If we are your pastors, you are a part of that. Amen. So God bless you. Know that we love you. Amen. Come out and see us. Amen. And we'll see you next Tuesday right here at blogtalkradio.com/power. blogtalkradio.com/power. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Sister Maria, we love you. We see you out there. Amen. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.